This episode of Trent Triple Live is sponsored by Pod Decks. Pod Decks are a deck of cards that have great questions, great topics, and even fun games to make your podcast more professional and just all around fun. And for right now, you can pick up the interview and episode bundle for $24.99. Now, when you get to checkout, be sure to use the promo code TCLIVE to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, use promo code TCLIVE, that's TC Live, at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. I want to thank Poddex for sponsoring this episode, and they're all around great tool to use. I use it in my show all the time because the questions go deep and they're just so interesting to ask your guest. Again, TCLIVE at checkout on poddex.com to get 10% off your first purchase. All right, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with a brand new episode. It's about time. Yes.
Yay.
I'm very excited to have this guest on. It's been a work in progress to have you on the show for some time. ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, he is the host of the Candyman Show on FBRN.us. He is the show of the year of 2021. Woo! That's a big title. Ladies and gentlemen, Candy Lopez. How are you today, man?
Bro, I am nervous. You flipped the script on me.
Yep.
Now I'm the one being interviewed. I'm not used to that. You should know because you did that whole interview thing for Fishbowl.
Yeah. I was on Sammy's show. It was weird. It really, like, I was even interviewed last week I was on a different podcast, and I was like, usually I'm the one asking questions, and it's just it's just weird, honestly.
It definitely is.
So Candy, you have a show called the Candyman Show. How's that going? How's it going? How's this year going for you? Is it going well?
Honestly, it's for it being 2022, it's gone so far, it's gone amazing.
Awesome.
I have a new co-host. My DJ Sancho is back, and I've talked about this. The show feels complete once again.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about it.
That's awesome.
And I'm really looking forward for this year and the years to come.
That's awesome. So let's talk about 2021. You won Show of the Year at the Fishbowl Awards.
Honestly, I don't know how that happened.
It's well deserved, honestly. And you also got the Legacy Award too.
Yeah. I appreciate everything that Fishbowl and Sammy has done. I've had some amazing guests for 2021. Of course, we were making up for 2020, which, you know, that one wasn't that great. But I really have to thank the guests that were on there, because I think they made it possible to where the success that's been going on is continuing.
Yeah. So let's go back to the past. All right. You joined Fishbowl. The Candyman Show didn't exist. It was called something else. What was it called?
It was called something else. It was called Two Bams and a Babe. Yeah. Bams, of course, it meant for big ass men, because it was me and a buddy of mine I went to high school with. His name was Melis. We went to broadcasting school together, and it was funny because our first day there, they're like, "Well, hey, don't think just because you come into school and you get your diploma and all that, that you're going to get a radio gig here in DFW. It's like top five in the hardest regions to get a radio show." So I was like, "Yeah, I wish you would have told me that before I paid." So I went through the broadcasting school, and I did that, and I really didn't have anything going on. I was unloading trucks. I was in charge, foreman, leading, receiving docks, and I really didn't go anywhere for about probably about a year. And it wasn't until Melis was like, "Hey man, there's a internet station that's you can do your own show. Yeah, let's go and try it." And I was like, "We'll go check it out." And we talked to Sammy. That's when we first met her. And I told Melis, I was like, "Yo, bro, if I do this, I don't want to talk. I'll do all the behind the scenes stuff. I'll be the production. I'll be your engineer. I'll be your music director, program director. I will work everything behind the scenes." He's like, "Nah."
You can't do that.
"You can't." Exactly,
You
pretty
have a
much. He's like,
personality that deserves to have it vocalized. Like I talking to you in real life, like in person IRL, it's so much fun, and you're such a nice guy. You had to have your voice out. You're that type of personality.
bro, to this day, I still cringe hearing my voice. It's like I really have a hard time listening or
That's
watching.
just normal. For me, like when I put on like when I go to my show on Spotify and I listen to how I did, I literally hate myself how I sound. But guess what? Other people like how I sound, and so it doesn't really matter to me, right?
Everybody else says,
It's
"Oh,
for
you
the
got a great
fans.
voice. Yeah, you got a great voice." And I'm like, "Okay, you're being nice. Thanks." I really, it's hard to accept that kind of compliment. It's
Yeah.
really hard for me to do to accept that.
Why is that? Why I want to ask you personally, why is it hard to get compliments?
Honestly, I'm not, if you know me, I'm not a person that I'm very introverted. Like in the house, I mean, the only time I go out is if, like I said, there's a sporting event, something show related. I'll go out there. The rest of the time, I'm hunkered down in the house, chilling and working on the show or watching anime or gaming or reading comic
What
books.
kind of anime have you been watching lately?
You know what? I started rewatching Bleach for the simple reason
Bleach.
is I heard that they're gonna come back out with some new episodes.
See, I'm a guy that has not. I have no idea what anime is. I know what anime is. I'm just messing with you. Like,
I was gonna say, bro.
I'm more into American, the West cartoons. Like, Teen Titans is the closest I'll get. Like the old Teen Titans is the closest I'll get. But I watched Death Note. I liked it, but like I'm not a big anime guy. I prefer, real stuff.
Well, see, the net just did. I mean, I'm all over the place. I love movies. The only
Yeah.
thing the only thing I don't really watch are like the, and I get picked on every day is like romance movies.
Oh my God, that's a
But
guilty
like,
pleasure.
I have yet to watch, like, I've never seen The Notebook, and everybody keeps telling me I'm stupid for not. That's the look I get. The look you
How
just
have you
gave me.
not seen The Notebook? That's like a
I've
classic.
never seen The
That's like saying you've
Notebook.
never
I've
seen,
only seen.
oh, what's the movie called? It's like saying you've never seen like The Dark Knight. Everybody in the world has seen The Dark Knight, if you like Batman or not. And it's
But
just
yeah.
wow. You watch The Dark, watch The Notebook. I'll get you The Notebook.
not why? Why do I,
Just watch it.
what I don't
Watch
I'm
it.
not a
Once you
I see
say,
not
once you come out and say, "Yo, I watched The Notebook. It was pretty good," you'll get girls after you.
See, everybody says that. "Oh, bro, you don't know what you're missing. That helps you get girls." I'm like,
Girls love that stuff, man.
okay, that I'm
Watch The
good, but
Notebook.
like the same girls don't watch, like, when I say, "Hey, let's go watch the Batman," they're like,
Dude, whatever. I have
"Ew."
so many girls wanting to go see The Batman with me. Like,
See,
that's a
well,
po- because
okay.
you, there's two, there's one reason why they want to go see The Batman, and it's
Yeah,
Robert
yeah.
Pattinson. That's it.
Exactly. And see, I haven't really watched any of the whole Twilight series. I haven't watched it. Not really. I've only seen bits and pieces. I've only seen like the main battle. I think that's the only part I've seen is
The
like
main
that main
battle.
battle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing with Titanic.
Oh my gosh,
I've
dude.
only watched the ending when the ship goes down.
Here,
That's
I'll give you some content for your show. I want you to watch all these movies you haven't seen. Go on your show and review them. And you say, look, I've never seen these, so here you go. Or even better, have somebody record you watching it and you commentate over it and get like edited out into like a segment. It just there you
Well,
go.
that's gonna be bad because I will make fun of the characters.
You won't?
I probably will.
That's
I will
good. That's
be.
what people like to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
See, now I say I don't like romantic movies, but I like romantic comedy.
okay.
Fools Rush In is like one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
And that's with
But you haven't seen the
Salma
Titanic.
Hayek.
Have you seen Gone with the Wind?
Bro, I had to watch that for school.
Really?
We read the book. Yes. I'm old. You gotta remember, I'm
Have
old.
you seen Sound of Music?
Yeah, Julie Andrews?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. Just making
I
sure.
mean, those were mainly because of school. You had to write a report. But
Dang, what school did you go to? Now they like,
bro, I
now it's like, oh, that movie? No.
no, bro, like I said, I'm old. All right.
Old are you?
This was back. I just turned 52.
No way.
I get that look too.
No, you didn't. You
I
don't even
did.
look like
I just
maybe
turned 52.
I thought you were like 37. I'll give you that.
Everybody says that, but yeah, I just turned 52
Wow.
this past Sunday.
Well, happy birthday to you, man.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about, back in the 80s. That's when
Oh my gosh.
we watched that stuff.
You
See, I told
might be the oldest person on my show. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I think I've
Damn.
had older.
It's crazy because it's like, because I get that same reaction because I tell them I don't act my age. Like,
Yeah.
yes, I game, I collect comics, I watch anime, I watch horror movies. I'm a big movie music buff. And I think, that's what kind of keeps me sane,
Yeah,
just being able to
I'm gonna
watch
give
all
you
that.
some bonus points. You say you watch anime and all that. What is this called?
Bro, that's Gundam, bro. What are you talking
I
about?
just built this for the first time. It's a small one. I just built it for my first one. It was so much fun.
What? Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
want to do
Oh,
more.
man. You definitely do. Right now, we're in the living room. If I were to go into the soon-to-be studio slash office area, yeah, you're going to see all kinds of crazy figures and
I mean, you can
Funkos.
see a couple of them. I collect pops. There's some right there. I have more behind me. There's more up here and all through the like. I'm making a video on him. Like I have one already, but like I have over 200 pops.
Okay, yeah.
And I have comic books hidden. I got the first edition of Superman, where it was called
Oh,
Action
nice.
Comics. I
Yes.
have it. Yeah, it's right there. We got a comment, Candy A. From K Diaz.
What's up? What's up?
Got some fans for you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, so is that, would you consider that your prized possession?
That I also so I don't so you see the Batman original like, comic thing right next to it right there. And that little box right there is one frame from the original Godzilla movie.
Oh, no way.
Like, hang on, I want to show you it. About to be some dead
Okay.
air
Yeah.
here. Yeah, so. Hang This is one of the coolest gifts I've ever gotten. It's a frame
That is
from,
dope.
like, the. You know?
Yeah.
And it's this scene right here. Where Godzilla was like tearing down telephone poles.
Yeah.
And yeah, my mom got me this for Christmas one year.
That is dope. That is
Because
so
I'm a huge
dope.
fan of Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
and
like
like,
that.
there's a scene, like, one of the best scenes in any Godzilla movie is when he fought one, it was like a moth person.
Mothra?
No. I might, no.
Ghidra?
You know who it was? It was Jet Jaguar.
Oh, dang, you went back.
He
See?
went back and it was the iconic kick. Do you know what I'm talking about?
where he's both feet in the,
Both
tail
feet are in
dragging
the
on the
air,
ground.
and he's
Yes.
flying through the air, and then he gets him, he goes, ah, and he puts his fist up in the air like, yeah, and he goes
Yes,
back
yes,
and does
yes.
it again. One of the greatest
Yes,
scenes in
yes, yes,
cinema
yes. I know
history.
exactly. I freaking
So yeah.
love that. Yes,
So what's
yes.
one prized possession that you own?
Mine, it is Uncanny X-Men. It's the first
Oh,
appearance of
wow.
Gambit. First appearance of Gambit. And I actually got it signed and I got to meet Stan Lee.
Oh, you want one better?
What?
So I'll have to adjust my camera. I don't want to take it down. That's an autographed picture of Stan Lee before he died.
Oh, no way.
Right there.
Yeah, bro, that's dope.
And
I
right
got to
above
meet.
him is Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca before he passed away.
I have a picture with him also. He was in
I have
Irving.
a picture over here somewhere. You can't see it, but
Yeah.
it's me and him when I was like 12.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It was awesome. I went to Comic-Con for the first time and he was there, and I like Chewbacca. And I got to meet him and I asked him, "Can you do the roar?" Like, you know that meme, like, do the roar, you know? I was that kid. And he was like, "No, I'm good, man." I was like, "Okay, no problem."
Like, never mind.
Never mind. Yes, sir. So you're into nerd stuff. Recently you went to you go to a bunch of comic expos or comic cons.
Yeah.
It was also one thing you like to dress up as. You have a giant panda head.
Yes.
What is that? Are you a
That
furry? Is
is
that
that
something you're
no.
into?
That is my mascot. Of course, if you've seen the show, if you've seen the merchandise, you will see that I have a samurai panda,
By the way,
and
I'm still waiting for my merch.
Dan, you gonna put me out here in public
Yes,
like
I will. I
that?
will. It's my show.
Damn. Okay, yes. It's in the mail. Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I'll be waiting.
It's a samurai panda. And it's so messed up because I had the idea of the samurai panda for a very long time because I'm also big of the art of Bushido, big fan of the Way of the Samurai. So I wanted a samurai panda. It was kind of unusual. It's kind of different. And this was done way before Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
All right,
Okay, I'll
so
believe it.
I'm
Okay.
dead serious.
All right.
I have it on my Facebook when I first our very first production. Jason Pierce over at Pierce Design Studios. He and I had Priest. He's a Pedro. He goes by Priest. He's a badass DJ. He created one. I told him what I wanted, and I had another gentleman. He created another version of the Samurai Panda. At first, it was we did an MMA, and the other one was more like a Muay Thai. And because I did a lot with the local MMA and boxing and Muay Thai or promotions, so I did that one first, and they came out really cool, really dope. And yeah, we had shirts made, we had patches, we did all that. And I think about a year later, Kung Fu Panda came out. And like, so I would go to sporting events, you
You're
know,
like,
I
oh,
had
you
vendors.
po?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, no,
Oh.
you know, but it is actually marked on my Facebook memories when they first came out. So yeah, it was
Wow.
way before that.
So you're
So yeah, we
saying,
went there.
so
We went
DreamWorks stole
there.
from you.
Yeah, pretty much. They took my idea. I'm dead
DreamWorks
serious.
for coming for you.
Yeah, I want my money because I don't got no kind of residuals for
You're
anything.
even wearing a panda on your shirt. Like, is that like your animal? It's your spirit animal?
I believe so. Well, that's one of them.
What's
That
your other
is one
one?
of them.
A dragon?
Honestly, no. Because my last name is Lopez. It's a wolf. It means wolf.
Oh,
And
Wolf is Lopez?
yeah, it's if you go in Latin, you can pull it up. It'll like this wolf. So I looked that up. Yeah, and then the year 1970. If you look in the it's Year of the Dog. So,
Oh, look at you.
yeah. So, that's
Okay,
my
I
other
just put in the
experience.
translation. You're wrong, actually.
What?
Lopez
What?
is just a name.
No. See, don't even go there because I will pull it up. Don't make me go
I
on
put
there because
Spanish to
you.
English, Latin to English, English to
Hold on.
Latin.
You're gonna have
We're
one
gonna
of
have a battle right now.
yeah.
Yes, I need to know this because I need to know if you're lying to my face.
Let's see. Let me go ahead and
He's
let me kind of. I'm.
Googling
Yeah. See, look at this. Look at this. I'm gonna have to show it to you now.
Okay. Son of Lope. That's what it means, actually. Yeah.
Comes from the Spanish Lope, Latin personal name, meaning wolf.
Oh, so what does Candy mean? Is that your real name?
Well, actually, it's the full name. That's how I got the Candyman, because the full name is Candelario. Okay.
Repeat that.
Yeah, exactly. Candelario.
Candelario.
Yeah. So
Cool.
everywhere I go, everywhere they see the name, and they're just like,
Ca.
and I already know they're talking about it. And for some reason, everybody wants to move the L in front of the N. So they're like calendaria, calend.
Calendario.
I'm like, really? I'm not calendar.
Calendar
That's
man.
not.
That's what you
Yeah,
are.
exactly. So, I cut it for Gande, Cande, Gande. That's
Gande.
it. But of course, when everybody sees it, they say candy.
It's just easier.
So it's
And then
like
your
I
show's
grew
called
up.
Candyman. Like,
Exactly, because it's like that's how I got it. Because everybody's, hey, candy,
no
what's going
one's
on,
gonna, no one's,
Candyman?
no one's gonna say, oh, what's your favorite show? Oh, the Candyman show. Like, no,
Yeah,
they're gonna say Candyman. It rolls
exactly.
off the tongue because you got the Candyman, movies, and you got Candyman, from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I mean, you're two of both worlds. You got the happy, and you got the sad.
So yeah, everybody thought Candyman from the movies. I'm like, no, my name's been no, because it's not spelled the same. It's not, but yeah, they thought I got it from the movie, which it's not. But I do use the bits of the name because,
Yeah,
for my intro.
you got to.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Candyman's show. With it, you interview MMA people, musical artists, local business owners. You're pretty much doing everything. What has
Yeah,
been
yeah.
the hardest thing about running your own show? Because now you do it by yourself. Well, you did it by yourself, and now you got a co-host. What's the hardest thing about doing this show?
I'll tell you what, in the beginning, when I first started out, the hardest part was bringing in guests.
Oh yeah.
Because in the beginning, podcasts, there wasn't many podcasts out there. It was internet radio, and a lot of people that were doing it and starting off were doing it in their garage.
Yep.
In their rooms, they were just just little areas. So whenever I asked them, hey, would you come and do an interview? I have a show, it's an internet radio show. They were kind of hesitant. They
Yep.
were kind of like, I don't know, and everything. And I'm like, look, it took me a minute, finally when I was able to convince a couple of people, come to the studio, here's the address. And they come, they're like, oh, this is legit. And I'm like, yeah, it's a legit studio. So it took quite a while just to get not only the name, but just to bring in guests to come into the studio for interviews. Now it's become a lot, not to mention I'm very shy individual.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to speak up to people like, hey, it takes me a minute. Like I said, if I go to a party, I'm the one standing against the wall, not talking to nobody.
I'm the one, you're at the wall, I'm at the food table.
Yeah,
Just
see. So it took a minute to kind of build up the courage to talk to people. Now it's some days. Now the difficult part now is just coming up with things to talk about, and
Yes.
it's very hard to just come up with different topics because you're not. I don't want to be, well, hey, I just heard this on the other show. It's like
Yeah.
I want to come up with something different. And it's branched out because, like I said, we started off with music, and then we went to music and entertainment, and then we went to music and sports, for the simple reason, I was able to get a couple of MMA fighters in, Thomas Bussy and the Bussy family from XKO. They were the first MMA promotions that I was able to talk to. Told them what I was about, and they came to the studio, and we've been tight since. And they even like, hey, we're gonna bring so and so here. They've got a fight coming up. They've got a fight coming up, and then from there, it just went from MMA, and then I was able to talk. You know, they were also part of PCW, which is a wrestling organization. So they had a reunion show, and then I brought in some wrestlers. Very cool. And then the best part was like I was able to relate with a lot of these fighters and wrestlers and pretty much everybody in general because they were all big comic and anime fans too. So it made it easier for me to talk to them.
Yeah,
So
because like
yeah,
with
and I
my
think.
show, it's honestly like I don't want my guests being like uncomfortable robot, you know? Oh, so why the Candyman show? Well, I my name's Candy and I got show and put together, you know? That's boring. I like to act like it's us just having a conversation. Like if I was on that couch with you, we'd be talking just like back and forth. And that's what you have to do nowadays. That makes people comfortable. I've had politicians on, and I don't talk about policies. Like, I'll ask them about policies, but then I'm like, okay, how's your family? You know, I would make them more comfortable. Like, oh, I'm not here just to mooch off of you. I want to get to know you. And with Candyman Show and interviewing, you know, these wrestlers, these fighters, is it intimidating when they come in and they're all, you know, big and strong, and you're looking at them like, hey, I host a show. Like, I've
It's
had that.
so funny. No, honestly, it's not. When they walk in, the first thing they're like, "Hey, bro, I'm kind of nervous." And I'm like, "They're the ones there." I was like, "Bro, you're in a cage in front of,
Beating
you
people
know,
up.
1,000 people or, you know, a greater in the center beating the hell out of somebody.
Dude.
It's just you and I. There's nobody else around. It's just we're just having a conversation, and just like you, we're just having a
That's
conversation.
right.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk to him. It's like, hey, you know, what got you into the whole, you know, MMA or wrestling or, you know, whatever your profession is. What got you into it? And then we'll branch out. Like, hey, what kind of music do you listen to? What do you rock out to? How do you unwind after a day of working out? You know, and then you can see the relaxation in their faces and in their demeanor. You know, they'll just start relaxing, they chill, and I've always said a lot of these guests. They start off as guests, but then they become like an extended part of the family.
Oh yeah. It's funny because we have a guest that frequently comes on the show. His name's Zoltan Isfan. He was running for president back in 2020, and now he's my political correspondent. So when every time we have something about political, we get him on the phone, and he talks about everything. And it's funny because these people, with Trent Chap Alive, it becomes a meme. That's just my joke. Like the Trent Chap Alive theme song is now a meme. Like people will just have like them just rocking out to it when it's just a simple like dirt 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 dirt, you know. And it's just so funny because you kind of have to accept it because that's what your show is. It's something fun. Zoltan is a meme of it of himself, and having him now part of Trent Chap Alive, he's now part of Trent Chap Alive history. Same for you. You're now part of Trent Chap Alive history. You're season six, episode three. Like it's woo, and it's just so fun because I just love, you just have to love doing what you have to do, you know? You just have to do it. You just have to love it.
And that's what I do. I do enjoy everything I do. I get to meet some really, really talented and amazing people. And I always, you know, it's like, you know, people try to compliment me and I'm like, you know what? It's not, I feel like it's, I'm doing it for my guests. You know, I'm trying to get their names out. And like I said, I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of these athletes and artists in the beginning of their stage. And to see where they're at now, some of them are in the UFC, some are in WWE. It's like, you know, it's like so cool, you know. And I get that for me. That's my rush, and that's my you know. It's like a thank you. Like, I mean, I'm so happy for them. You know, that makes me happy.
So I gotta ask you, what makes you want to get up in the morning and do the Candyman show? Like, why? Like, not only do you want to, like, not helping these people out and getting their name out and everything, but why do you, Candy, why do you get up and go, ah, oh, man, I gotta do my show. I have to. Why do you do it?
I'm not gonna lie, to tell you the truth, right now I'm more excited than I've ever been for the simple reason with the new crew. Last year it was a struggle. I'm not gonna lie, it was a struggle. It was you know, with work and everything. I was it's funny. I'm about to tell everybody on your show. There was a like last year, I felt like, you know what? I think this will be it. I'm not going to be doing this anymore.
And I think everybody has that. You know, I've had that at the end of season five. You know, I ended with Taralyn Hicks. Great interview I had with her, and we had two more episodes after her. And I just wanted to be done. And I was like, I'm done. I'm just gonna end it right here. And people are asking like, what are you gonna come back? Did you turn up alive? And there was a point where I was like, I don't know, because I didn't know what I wanted the show to be. You know. Everybody thought, oh, you're a political show. You interview these politicians. Oh, but, well, you also interview these comedians. Oh, but you also interview these musical artists. So what are you? And I'm like, what? I have to figure out what I have to be. And so season six, I'm super excited to make it because I literally have a list of everybody that's going to be on the show right here. All the way until June. We start the June 12th, and then we're going to keep going after. And if you look at the list, you have politicians, right? You got fitness people, you got, you know, actors, musicians, full-on cast members for a new TV show coming out on YouTube. You have everything, and I'm like, I'm a variety show. You know, I don't want to be a political show. I don't want to be a sports show. I don't want to be an entertainment show. I want to like, for me to entertain people, I want to entertain people all likes of things, and that's what you do as well. You do MMA, you do comics, you do music, you do all of this stuff. And it's so much. You have to have fun with it. And yeah, burnout is a thing. It happens, you know? And it's so funny that me and you almost had, like, it's so funny that we're like, should we just be done with this and just make different stuff?
It was. I was really thinking about it, and it, as I said, 2022, you know, it was cool, it was okay. And then like I said, I talked to a good friend of mine, Alice. She's super cool. She's also she practices Muay Thai, so she knows a lot of the, we have mutual friends in the MMA scene, and she's very knowledgeable when it comes to all that. And she's also a big comic and anime nerd too, so that's like an added feature. And I asked her, hey, would you be interested in coming onto the show? And then she's like, yeah, I'll come in, you know, and test it out, give it a shot. And then of course I talked to Sancho, my DJ. He's been out, he's kind of touring, doing all kinds of stuff all around the US, and so he had to take a step away. But now he's, you know, he's done with that. He's like, hey man, I'm ready to come back. So all right, quick bet, let's do this. So he came back, and then Alice, in fact, she sat we sat down like right after the show. She's like, hey, so what are your plans? What do you want to do with this show? And I told her, I was like, look, I want to get on, you know, Spotify. I want to get on iHeart. I want to branch out, you know. I want to be able to have to get on all the streaming sites so that everybody can, I don't want to say listen to me, but listen to the people I bring onto the show. I want it to become worldwide. And she's probably going to get pissed because I brag about it. But like within a week, she was able to help me get in all those streaming sites.
I know. I remember you posting all about that. You're now on Spotify.
Yes,
You're
thank you.
now on
Thank you.
iHeart.
Yes.
Apple. Apple yet?
Apple Podcasts,
Yeah. Google.
Google Play, Google
Yeah.
Play.
Amazon Music yet?
We're working on Amazon Music.
Yeah.
We're also you know, doing Twitch now. We're on Twitch.
Twitch. Ooh. Ooh. I'm on. We're exclusively on YouTube over here, so the T word is a little. It's a little.
Tell me this next time.
The purple place, the purple. It's all
The purple place.
the
There you
purple
go.
place.
See, well, see, and I that's my
I was on
next.
Twitch. I want to tell you that. I want to tell the story real quick.
Go for it.
I was on Twitch. Like, we were doing Trench of a Life. We were going to move Trench of a Life to Twitch. We were going to do gaming. We were going to do all this fun stuff. And then Twitch, listen to this, right? Twitch, right? I asked him, hey, how would you like to help us work out a deal with Turn Trap Alive to where we have all this cool stuff like emotes and animated emotes and banners and ads and stuff? And, you know, my people will do it. They said, no.
What?
So then I got on to, and then I was joining, we were going to do Facebook Live, YouTube Live and D Live, which is like this place, like it's more for the like it's an Eastern app. I left D Live, went to Facebook and YouTube, and then I was like, you know, I want to have it all in one place, right? And I was talking to my friend Tyler, who I was on his show last week, Motivations, go check it out. And I was like, what should I do? And he's like, honestly, you're a YouTuber. You were raised on YouTube. Everything you have is on YouTube. Stay on YouTube. And so I talked to YouTube. I talked to my people there. I have people at YouTube. And I said, what can we do? And he's like, they're like, do it. Like, here you go. So guys, exclusively on YouTube Live, Trenton Chapel Live is on YouTube Live.
See, that is dope, man. Congratulations
Thank
on
you,
that.
man. And of course, we're also on Spotify and all that stuff, but yeah.
I was trying to get on YouTube. In fact, I do have a channel there. I was just having a hard time trying to get that get everything transferred into that area.
Yep.
It's a little bit of work in
It doesn't
progress.
work.
So you know, hopefully soon you can probably see them. You know, and
Yeah.
I don't want to compete with you,
Are you sure?
but.
We could fight MMA
No,
style.
no, 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 no,
That
no.
would be,
I
hey,
already.
think about that. Think of the views. I challenge you to an MMA fight in the octagon. Me and you. You can wear your little panda
No,
outfit.
I've already had one manager in the wrestling industry who wants to have a boxing match with me.
Oh my gosh, do it.
Yeah. So yeah. I could say his name, but I don't want to give him any more publicity because he's a brat. He's a brat. He's a pain in my butt.
Would you ever do it though? Like, would you ever go in and fight? Like, get into like good shape and
Well,
use it to promote your
I
show?
do. I tell you what, I did that on my 48th birthday because it came up on my memory too. It was like about 4 years ago. Because I use that to help me lose weight. I love and I'll do I have like a strength and conditioning trainer that's helping me out. A big shout out to Ron. And then I have I do a lot of kickboxing.
Kickboxing. Wow.
Yeah. You know, do a lot of Muay Thai stuff like that, work on elbows and stuff like that. I don't you use it to like I'm gonna get in the cage. I just use it to help me lose weight. You know, and it's also a big stress relief.
Yeah, I bet it
It is
is.
a big, it is a big stress relief. And so I do that. I mean, that's my thing. It's like I get off work, I go, you know, 2 or 3 days out of the week, although I haven't been for the last couple of weeks. So sorry. I'm going back, you know, talk to my trainers. He's probably watching me. I use that to kind of help, just like I said, to release stress. That's my cardio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just learning all the different, and it's something new every day, so it's not repetitive. So I don't get bored. You know, a lot of people, you know, if it gets repetitive, it gets boring, and they kind of quit.
Yeah.
So with me, I don't want to. I like you doing that because, like I said, I'm learning something different every day. Every day is a whole different lesson.
And
So
like
one year,
it's interesting
because.
because I'm trying to do the exact same thing, funny enough. I want to lose weight. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do boxing. You know, that's a big trend right now. Imagine that. Trend Shop Alive versus somebody. That'd be good content. Just me getting the shit beat out of me, you know?
Well, see, that's it though. For my birthday one year, like I said, it's like 4 years ago, I had my trainer, Will Flo, and I was like, you know what? I want to do an hour-long sparring session.
Wow.
And I want to invite my friends in the MMA and Muay Thai boxing, you know, and see if they want to come and spar. Do 3 minute rounds, you know, with a minute and a half or minute, you know, break in between each round. I want to do that for an hour long. He's like, are you sure? Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. So I put it out there. I was like, hey, calling out, you know, all my friends, you know, MMA, boxing, Muay Thai, Taekwondo. I was like, hey, I'm having it a special. It was called my birthday
There
beatdown.
you
Is
go.
pretty much what it was. Is what it was called. Candyman birthday beatdown. And so I had two of my trainers, Will and Randy. Isaac was one of the students. My buddy Joe, and Alex. He was another student from Will and Randy. And so, yeah, Joe was a black belt in Taekwondo, and So yeah, we padded up. And like I said, I wanted to do an hour long. I think I only lasted 36 minutes.
That's pretty good.
The last round, like my punches weren't doing nothing. I couldn't bust a grape. I'm just like trying to, I'm pretty much like defending myself the whole time. Like, stop kicking me. But it felt good. It was good. I mean, they didn't like go 100%. You know, they took it easy on me, but it was still, I see, you know, I grew more respect for the fighters, for everybody that's in that scene, because like I said, just the 3 minutes I did was the longest 3 minutes. I was already breathing heavy. I'm like, shit, y'all do this for five rounds? You
Oh
know,
my
it's like,
gosh.
yeah, it's like, you know, but
I do want to
I try
ask
to.
you about boxing. What do you think about this whole YouTube boxing stuff that's going on right now? You know, you had Logan Paul fight Floyd Mayweather.
I'm not a fan because it's not a sanctioned boxing event. I wouldn't even call it boxing. I'd call it more sparring.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there are no judges. There's no, I mean, they make a big scene. You know, there's like a concert and all that with it, go with it. It's not really a sanctioned fight. You know, nobody's getting tested before or after or anything like that. So yeah, I don't really call it. I mean, for me, and this is just my opinion. I would consider it just no different than my birthday beatdown.
Yeah.
It, to me, that's I see it the same way. It's just a big sparring session.
But do you like I'm using the Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather because Floyd Mayweather is a huge boxer, you know. Do you think somebody like Logan Paul, who's never really actually boxed, do you give him credit to going out and fighting this man and surviving this person? Didn't get a KO. Like, do you give him credit? Or you're like, no, he's not.
I would give him, like I said, I would give him some credit because like 3 minute rounds, that's long, and he lasted pretty long time. He was able to stay, you know, granted he was pretty gassed out, and honestly, to you know, Mayweather could have easily put him down,
Yeah.
you know, at any point in time. You know, same with like I said, he's for me, that he's the only boxer he's ever, I mean fought. I mean, the other ones were basketball players, there's, you know what I mean, so I give him some credit because I mean, yeah, he'll train, he works out, he does all that stuff, but until he can do like an actual sanctioned fight, okay, we'll go, you know, then I'll give him more. But like I said, he trains like a fighter.
Yeah, he
You
really
know,
does.
he gets out there, he does his thing. He works out, he does his thing. I give him that, but I mean, I would really like to see him. Like, he's calling out Canelo, he's calling out like all these big names. I'm like, bro.
And then let's talk about, and then Logan Paul's brother, Jake Paul, you know, calling out Conor McGregor right now. You know, do you think it will happen?
Honestly, it probably will because the
It probably will.
money.
Yeah. I mean,
It's.
the thing about Jake is that he's fighting boxers who aren't boxers. You know, he fought Nate Robinson, who is a basketball player. He's fighting Ben Askren, who was a retired MMA fighter. He's fighting all these people who aren't boxers. And I'm sitting here going, I give more credit to Logan for fighting Floyd than Jake to all these other fights he's doing. Because he actually fought a real boxer. And it's entertaining for me. I like seeing these YouTubers that I don't like get the crap beat out of them. And it's fun for me. But
I mean, it's no different than when, because it's no different than when McGregor fought Mayweather.
dude, that was I love that fight. I'm not I can I be honest with you?
Go
I
ahead.
was rooting for McGregor.
There was no way in hell he was going to do
I all
anything.
I really wanted after watching those press conferences and all the weigh-ins and everything, I really just wanted McGregor to just do like a spin kick and just knock him out like that and just get disqualified. But like I knew that was gonna happen. I knew that Floyd was gonna win because Floyd's the more experienced boxer. But it's entertaining, honestly. Like I could watch anybody fight and be like, okay, here we go, you know?
Well, that's just like, is it Jake? He's now on WWE.
Logan.
Logan, yeah, he's on
Yeah.
WWE with
So is
the
Johnny
Miz,
Knoxville.
and he's going to be at WrestleMania. I'm like, oh wow,
That's right, he is with the Miz.
they're coming to Dallas. Johnny Knoxville, Logan Paul,
Dude,
they're coming out here.
it's funny. I honestly do think that the industry itself is it's failing in getting young audiences, because that's your big ticket moneymaker right there, is young people. So they're like, oh, these young people watch Logan Paul, Jake Paul, so maybe we should get them and get them involved. Jackass 3, the new Jackass movie's coming out. We should get Johnny Knoxville. He's kind of relevant right now, and it's just money grabbing right now. It's the money grabbing scheme.
Because like they're bringing wrestlers out of retirement to come and wrestle again. Like they're Stone Cold Steve Austin's coming back.
Oh my gosh, is he
And
really?
he's gonna be wrestling Kevin Owens.
Oh my gosh, is John Cena coming back?
No, he's too busy making money on HBO Max.
You're right. You're right. I like the only thing I used to watch WWE when I was younger, when like Rey Mysterio, Triple H, Cena, Undertaker, like when all the Miz was on, like the old stuff, like early 2000s. I used to watch the hell out of that. Now I don't
That
even
whole
know.
that attitude era,
It's clearly fake, but it's the entertaining one.
No, honestly, I don't know if you watched just this past week where Big E got hurt, and
Really?
there was a they were doing a move, and he was supposed to they were he was oh man, I can't remember what move he was doing, but he was supposed to land on his back, but he landed on his head, and they said he had broke his neck.
Oh
But it's
wow.
not, yeah. So like he's in the hospital. He says he can still move his fingers. Thank God on that. But people always say it's fake. But you know what? It's to me, like I said, I've seen the wrestlers. I've been in the independent wrestling scene. I've seen them trained. I mean, everything. It's not. It's all the bumps, all the bruises, and all that. That's there. All right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been out to DFW All Pro Wrestling Academy. I've seen these young men and women get out there and bust their butt. You know what I mean? Just to try to, get out there and make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, a lot of the wrestlers here in the local pro wrestling scene have moved on. You had Keith Lee, who was in WWE for a while, and then he's now, I believe, he's on AEW. It's like Athena, who was Amber Moon, who was over in WWE. You know what I
Who are
mean?
the twins, the two girls, the twins?
The Bella Twins?
Yeah, I remember watching them. I remember when one of them dated Cena. I know they're done and over. Do you remember seeing like the rules for one of the Bellas to like live with Cena was? She had to follow rules, like in bed by like 8 p.m. and like you can't eat out and like. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's John Cena's rules.
Well, because of course he's fit, you know what I mean? So he's got like all this training sessions. Of course, he was still wrestling, so you had to get that 8 hours of sleep. Got to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym,
See,
work out.
I couldn't do that. I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna cheat day today. Like, it's your fifth cheat day in a row, Trenton.
Well, yeah, that's just like I said with all these fighters. I asked them, hey, what is your day-to-day thing? Like, they're in bed by 10, 11 o'clock, and they get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They either go do some cardio, some of them work, and then they go to the gym. They spend more time in the gym working out, getting themselves ready, especially during if they got a fight, with their fight camp.
Yeah.
They do a, they, you know, it's continuous work.
Who's your
And they
favorite
said,
WWE star right now?
right now,
Right now. I'll even say this.
what?
I'll even say this right. I want a right now answer and then all time answer.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Right now, I'm not gonna lie. I might get beat up for it, but right now I'm a big Brock Lesnar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right now
Wow.
I'm a big Brock Lesnar because he's come a long way. Beforehand, when he first started out, you can kind of see he was still not there yet. He's big in size. A lot of the moves. He kind of kept it simple, but now you see him do more and more. And now you see he's more interactive with everybody too. Where before he had Paul Heyman, he was doing all the talking, he just stayed quiet.
Yep.
But his mic skills, his interaction with the crowd and with the other wrestlers, it's gotten like 100 times better. So yeah, right now I'm a big Brock Lesnar fan.
And all-time favorite WWE?
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah,
Wow.
all time. His story, man, from being on top of the world to just dropping down, with addiction and just like all these things that were, his demons got the best of him, but then he was able to snap out of it and then just come back fucking gangbusters and just become a big name once again, having a heavyweight title, having the belts and stuff. And just, and not to mention his whole attitude, his whole demeanor, he was real out there for the people and stuff. So yeah, he was like one of the all time.
So I have three, and I haven't been keeping up with WWE. Actually, no, I have four. I haven't kept up with them at all. I had to Google like which ones, and I just to get their names. So the first one was Rey Mysterio. I like the fact that he didn't know who he was for the longest time. Like, who? What does he look like? And it was just really cool. I like the mask. I always like the, what do they
The
call it?
luchador style, the
Yeah,
luchador style.
I like that. It's so cool. Mark Henry, just a big dude. Just like, didn't he have a move where he literally just sat on you? Who did, like,
No, that was actually Yokozuna did that.
oh my gosh, that Yokozuna. Like, it was just so cool. Like, that guy's just like, yeah, boom. And I'm like, next one is Edge. I used to be a huge Edge fan. And the last one was Triple H. I was a huge Triple H fan. But yeah, that's what I grew up with. It was those guys. And now I don't even pay attention. Like, Miz now is like the real life Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. And it's like, okay, I don't care. Type. Like, it's
No,
not,
I'm done.
I'm done. So, Candy, we are sponsored today by Poddex. Do you know who Poddex are?
No, tell me about it, man.
You should know who Poddex are. Come on, man. Okay. Poddex are these cool deck of cards. A huge box deck. Today we're gonna be using the What the Heck deck. There's different questions on them, and I'm gonna ask you a couple of them. But what they are deck of cards that have questions, show ideas, basically for people who run out of ideas during their show. So hey, you said you're having issues with your show coming up with content. Check out poddex.com. Search around for what you want and use promo code TrentonC. Sorry, no. TCLIVE. I have so many promo codes right now. TCLIVE to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's TCLIVE to get 10% off your first purchase. Candy,
Go for it.
here we go.
I'm
This is
nervous
the
now.
What the
I'm really
Heck.
nervous.
This is the What the Heck deck. This is the green deck. You can pick them up. I think they're like $20 each. But it's helpful. Have you ever had a bad or weird Uber experience?
No, it's
Lucky.
weird because I've never used Uber.
Really?
Oh wait, no, that's not
Uh-oh,
true.
uh-oh,
I'm sorry.
uh-oh. I'm
Sorry.
talking about, okay, I'll even expand it. Uber, Lyft, Via, all these other traveling things like taxi.
It wasn't a weird, it was a memorable. It was about 8 years ago. I was invited by the US Marine Corps to come out to San Diego and
Wow.
go to, and I got to spend a week out and check out the receiving of new recruits. Got to go to Miramar, got to go to Camp Pendleton. Super dope. So our last night, and it was like, it was, for radio, but it was also for, it was an educational workshop. So we had a lot of teachers come in. And so I made friends with a couple of really cool teachers and a couple of other media personalities from like Arizona. And our last night, we're like, man, let's just go do some. And you know what? Let's go to the beach. We have yet to go to the beach in San Diego. So we're like, all right, we go to the beach. And we had to get an Uber. And we were like all cramped up. And oh man, I can't remember his name. He was so cool. And it came up on my memories too. But he was like, it was a younger Indian gentleman. And he was rocking out with some hardcore hip hop. Like we were like, he was just like, wait, what the heck? What you rocking out to? Oh, this is the jam. This is the jam. I'm like, bro, what you know? And we're just bobbing our heads, like, what? He had that sucker cranked up. We're all cramped up in his little car.
Heck
There was like
yeah.
five of us all hunched up in his car, having the best time ever. And he's like, yeah, you call me, I'll come and get you guys. You know, don't worry about it. You know, I got you.
Heck
So,
yeah.
you know, he took us over there he took us to the beach. And, you know, that's my first time getting out there to San Diego, and I loved it. We went out there, and sure enough, it's like when we called him up, he came and picked us up. I think he took us to, like, he showed us a couple of places. We went to a couple of restaurants, and we had a couple of drinks. We had a really, really good time. So that was like my one and only, like one of the best experience and most memorable experience.
All right. I mean, for me, I've only used Uber twice. And it was during the time my car was in the shop. And the Uber was to be picked up at the shop, taken home, and the second was to get me home from home back to the shop. And the first Uber driver was a Nigerian engineer, retired Nigerian engineer, and the dude was smart. He was just like he would start to, like I was asking him questions. It's like I'm the type of person that is just I want to talk. You know, I don't want to be awkward because especially during it was during COVID and we were wearing masks and I'm like, I come on, I don't want to have this guy be bored. So I was like, hey, what did you do before Uber? And he was like, oh, I used to be an engineer. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I built a spacecraft, like not spacecraft, jets for in Nigeria. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, man, it was cool. And he would start telling me stories and everything. And then the guy who picked me up from my house and drove me to the shop, he was a mechanic. So he was like, don't worry, bro, I got you. We'll see if they're going to try to scam you. So we go to the shop, and they told me the price to fix my car, which is like $3,500. Yeah. And the mechanic guy goes, okay, have him pull it out, and we'll look at it. I'll just say I'm your dad. And we go, he checks it out. He sees what the issue is. And he goes, here, go to my shop. Tell him that I sent him. Tell him Rex. Shout out to Rex. Tell him Rex sent you. We'll do it like half off. And it was like $500 fix. And I was like,
Oh,
dude,
wow.
shout out, dude, Rex, awesome. And it was, I had a good experience with Uber. So, but yeah, Uber, use it. It's good. Not sponsored. My next question for you, Candy, from What the Heck Deck, is if you could talk to one species of animal, what would it be and why?
Dang, just one.
Just one. I gotta let my cat in. Hang on. He's like meowing.
trying to talk to you.
He is trying to talk to me.
You got me thinking now. Oh man. One animal.
So what animal are you gonna pick, Candy?
You know what? I would have to go back to, oh man, see, it's not fair.
You can't say
That's
panda.
not it. No, I mean, that was one of them. I'm not gonna lie, but I guess I would have to go with I would really have to go with Wolf.
Wolf. See, now, wolf is in the same species as dog. So, think about this, right? Here's a con to that. You're trying to sleep, right? And say you have a dog. That dog is gonna get in your face and go, food, 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 food. And you're like, shut up. See, I would
You know
go on the
my
other hand, and I'd say either cat, because one, look at that. That's been laying there the entire show. And then this guy just wanted to come in. So, and plus, when she's like standing in the middle of my room meowing, I can finally understand what the hell she wants. And like, what
You
do you
gotta
want?
remember though, you gotta remember the cat will also climb up on your bed while you're asleep, smack you in the face and wake you
Oh,
up.
she doesn't. She knows better than that. 'Cause she sleeps right. She sleeps when I do. So she sleeps right above my head on my pillow. And so,
No,
yeah.
see, my dogs don't. My dogs will just chill out on the couch or just lay out. They're like lazy, and
See,
I
I
like
like those
that,
type
you
of
know.
dogs. Oh, this next question's interesting, Candy. We're about to
Oh.
get a true confession.
Oh my God.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Have you ever been arrested? And if so, why did you get arrested?
Man.
Ha.
It's for a dumb reason. Well, it's not dumb reason. It was mainly just because I forgot to pay a traffic ticket.
Oh my
And instead
gosh. Mm-hmm.
instead of just like giving me a warning like, hey, we're gonna let you off right now, just get it taken care of. They weren't having it. They're like, all right, do you got anybody to come and pick up your car? And I'm like, really, you're gonna arrest me for a traffic ticket?
What was it? It was like,
But
what traffic ticket was it, like speeding?
it no, it wasn't even for speeding. It was what the heck was it? Oh, yeah. Apparently they said I did not make a complete stop when I made a turn
My gosh.
to the right, or like, because it was at the light. There were no cars coming on the oncoming traffic. And because I didn't make a complete stop, I got a ticket for that.
Oh, and you got arrested for
So
that? That's so funny.
yeah, and instead, yeah, and that's what it was for. And they're like, and okay, look, I'm sorry, but they come up with the biggest BS. They're like, you'll be out within a couple of hours. Because I told them, I said, man, it's a traffic ticket. Can I pay it and then just knock it out and everything? Oh, well,
No.
we still got to take you in. He said, but you'll be out in a couple of hours. Okay, this was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't get out until 6 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Have you ever told that story live on the air on your show?
No, I haven't told no one live. I mean, I've told friends and everything, but I've never told anyone
Dude,
live on the
that is
air.
some funny ass content, dude. For not stopping, you got arrested. That sucks. One, it sucks. But two, it's just like, why such for a little thing like that? Like, why? Ah.
So yeah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I'm thinking I'm gonna be in there. Like I said, he said a couple hours. I was like, okay. And then they're like, okay, well, we need you to put on this jumpsuit. I had to put on the jumpsuit. I had to put
Jumpsuit.
on some stuff. Yeah.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I'm like, I'm only gonna be here for a couple of, what happened to a couple of hours?
Oh my gosh. He was like setting you, he was getting you a room.
He did. Yeah, they gave me a mat, like one of those just a little thin mat so I could put it, because it's like Grand Prairie Trail. They don't have no beds or cots or anything. It's on the floor. Yeah, that was my experience in jail. So I was like,
Oh my gosh.
I was not
Wow.
happy.
I wouldn't
I
be
was
happy
not happy.
either. Wow. Wow. All right, next
So for
question.
hey, pay y'all's traffic
Yeah,
ticket,
pay your,
okay?
I just had to
Pay your
pay.
traffic ticket.
I got pulled over for an expired tag, right? And I've been trying to get this fixed for like the past, it was expired last year, like September of last year, and we just couldn't pay. I haven't paid it off yet. And I got it was a motorcycle cop that got me, because I turned and he looked at it and he was like, and he got me. The ticket alone was like $130, and then I had to go get a new registration, which is like $90.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I'm just a teenage kid, man. Like, I don't have this type of money.
Cut me some slack.
This is like, it's ridiculous. Next question,
Did
man.
you? I'll go for it.
Oh, did I get arrested? No, I didn't get arrested.
Oh, okay.
Heck no, man. I know all the cops. I'm kidding. They're fans of the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lucky you.
yeah. What slogan or jingle is stuck in your head forever?
What slogan or jingle?
Yeah, I'll tell you mine. Mine's Trench Up Alive theme song. Good song.
No. slogan or you know what the slogan I use all the time. I always hashtag it. We taking over.
Taking over.
It's like hashtag we taking over, hashtag all over the world. And that's kind of what I wanted. That's pretty much what my theme is for the song, for the show. It's like we want to be heard all around the world, and we want to bring out all the goofiness, and just, bring out all these amazing people that are that come to the show.
Yeah, that's a good mindset. Do you have a favorite t-shirt? If so, what is on it or what does it say on it?
A favorite t-shirt. It's not a t-shirt. I have a favorite flannel shirt.
All right.
I have a favorite, and my family hates. They're like, why are you always wearing that shirt? I was like, it's a comfortable shirt.
Yeah, it's comfortable, man.
Yeah, it's like, leave my shirt alone. And like, and I can't have old shirts around my family, because it's like, if I have a little tear or something like that, they're like, get rid of that shirt. I'm like, no, it's a comfortable shirt. I
It's a
don't want
comfortable
it.
shirt, man. Like, I'm wearing it at the house. Like, I'm not going out type thing. Like, you gotta have house shirts.
Well, the flannel shirt I do wear out and about, but that's just like casual, nothing like dress up. I mean, I'll dress up if I have to, but I go to the store, you know what I mean? Go grab something to eat. I have a particular flannel shirt that I like to wear that my family hates.
Heck yeah. Man, who cares? It's your shirt.
It's my shirt. I still have it. They're
Yeah.
trying to take it away. They're trying to hide it from me. I'm like, don't
I'll
take my
find
shirt.
it.
Yeah. You
Next
know,
question.
go for it.
What Guinness World Record do you think you could break in the future? Good question, huh?
Good question. Maybe longest podcast.
Oh, I could beat you.
I'm already at 12 years.
I mean, okay, longest podcast like running show or longest podcast episode?
Longest running podcast
Okay, you can
show.
have that one. I'll take the longest episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I've had a 5-hour show.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was awful. You kept
Honestly, I could probably do something like that. That's the worst part about having just a 2-hour show, because there's so much we want to continue talking. Like, even my
Yes.
guests are like, they look at me like, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. That's it.
We can talk more. And I'm like,
Yeah, but the engineer's telling me to hurry up.
and not to mention, like, there's not much of a filter on our show.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of my guests are like, dude, you should do an after hour show, like
Yes.
Candyman After Dark, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's a thought. That's a thought.
We
It's
had a
something we could talk
plan
about.
for that. It was gonna be for Twitch, like when I was gonna go to Twitch, we had a plan. It was gonna be called Side Piece. You know, like it's a double entendre, you know, like a and it was just gonna be like a short after show, like it was gonna be bonus content with guests, like only on video. And it was just us talking more. But like we canceled it and everything. We're hoping to bring it back. But it was called Side Piece with Trenton. And it's just so like, oh, how'd you feel? Like, oh, that was kind of dumb when I messed up there. Like, you know, it's all that. But yeah, Twitch hates me, so. But yeah.
It's okay. Facebook doesn't like me.
Oh, dude, Facebook hates me.
Yeah.
I did a show. So I got canceled last year. Like, canceled. Ooh.
Dang.
And because I was talking about OnlyFans, and I made a show about how like OnlyFans isn't a real job, and I was like, I don't support it. I mean, I get why you do it, but I don't support you doing it type thing. And Facebook took it down,
Really?
and they're like, yeah, you can't make more videos for right now, for a couple months, for a month. And
Dang,
I was like, okay. So I was
you
in
got
the,
a Facebook band. You got banned.
I got banned. And then they were like,
Wow.
oh, you can make your podcast again, because a representative was calling me. And I was like, oh, I don't think I want to though. But yeah, it's funny how that happens. It's so it's yeah. Yeah. Next question, Candy.
Go for it.
What would be the cheapest thing you could say while passing a stranger on the creepiest thing you would say while passing a stranger on the street? Creepiest thing you would say. I would say I love you.
I don't know if it I don't know if it would be creepy, but the way I'd say it would sound make it creepy.
What would it
I'd be like, you smell good.
the way you said it.
Yeah, like that.
You're like, you smell good. And
Smell
you gotta do the breathe at
good.
the end, like the
Exactly. Oh, no, I'll do the inhale that.
oh, hell yeah.
That
Honestly, I would just say, like, I would walk up and whisper in people's ears, like, subscribe to my podcast. And then just keep walking.
the creepiest.
And they're like, what the hell?
Follow me on Linktree.
Linktree. Oh my gosh. These questions. All right. What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable and the most uncomfortable scenario?
I think I talked about this too. Duct tape, KY jelly. Pretty much those two things right there.
Dude, I get like so self-conscious when I'm going to buy like food. Like,
yeah.
My before I started my diet, I would go in with like, I would have cake, cookies, candy, and I'm like, oh, I'm having friends over, but really it was just a depressing week. And they would look at me like, all right. And like, for me, like, if I'm buying like, I feel like if I buy like a video game, I still get self-conscious. Like, yeah, I want to play this new Lego game. Here you go. And then, like, you're 22, dude. Like,
you're talking to somebody who's 52 and they went to go pick up Smash Brothers and bought a Nintendo Switch.
Okay? Dude,
there's nothing. And that's
nothing
for
wrong
me.
With that. Have you
and that's for me.
Have you played Elden Ring yet?
No, everybody talks about that.
You got to play Elden Ring.
I have to go check that out.
You got
to
play it. You'll die so many times.
It's crazy because, like I said, I got a lot of friends that are a lot of MMA fighters. And once every 2 or 3 weeks, we'll get on the Switch and we'll play Smash Brothers all together. We'll be right there having big tournaments, just beating the hell out of each other. Just talking smack and everything.
All right, I'll come along and I'll hang out with these MMA fighters and I'll beat them all in Smash.
Oh, bro, they're pretty good.
Are they like gamer gamers? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting to me.
Justin, he's an amazing fighter. Right now, he's big into Monster Hunter.
Oh my gosh.
He's like hardcore into Monster Hunter. He got hooked on the Zelda game.
I'm playing Skyrim right now.
Oh, do you?
This week alone, I streamed almost 10 hours of Skyrim in
Damn.
Just two streams. I'm just
See,
so addicted.
That. See, mine was when I first got my Xbox, I got the complete Halo series.
Oh, yes.
So I'm staying up until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, damn, playing Halo like crazy, like just getting hooked on it. And it messed me up because when I went from Halo, I bought the last Star Wars game. And so I put it on, got to get everything ready. And my character was not moving where I wanted to move. In my head, I still had the Halo controllers like locked down.
Yep.
So I had to relearn. I had to re-educate myself, like where my guys go in, duck and all that, run, shoot.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's so much fun. Like when Red Dead 2 came out, I took time off work to play that.
You see, they're coming out with that 3, right?
Already, like don't. I think make GTA 6. Get that out. Make Bully 2. Get that out. Bethesda needs to make a new Skyrim game, new Elder Scrolls. Like, there's so much stuff that needs to be made, and it's just
They're coming out. They're already coming, looking at getting a 3 out.
They need to figure out who is going to be the main character. It should be John Marston's son. That's who I think it should be.
Who knows? You gotta keep a track.
Yeah, you know.
Keep a lookout.
Yeah. All right. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? That's literally the question. I'm not kidding.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
That's the question. I'm just reading from Podtix. TCLIVE to get 10% off.
How many chickens would it take to
kill? I think a good, like if all they do is peck.
Yeah.
Dude, I think 500.
I'd have to double that.
1,000?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this: are they going to be in a pit? Are they going to be out in the open?
I think football stadium.
Football stadium.
That's like that. That's like a good battle.
Okay.
You know, right there. Football stadium.
Okay. Yeah, I have to say 1,000.
1,000. All right.
1,000. Yeah.
All right. Let me know in the comments if you're watching this, what you think it would be. That's just a brand. That's a weird question.
It was.
All right, if peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called?
See, this is where my mentality, it would be
There we
nut
go.
butter.
I think it'd be called brown stuff.
Brown stuff, nut butter.
Nut butter. I like nut butter. Nut butter. It's
Yeah.
so gross, but perfect.
That's what I'm saying. That's where my mentality is. It's
Nut
like I said,
butter.
I don't act my age.
I like nut butter. Nut butter's going.
Now you're gonna be over there. Hey, you got any nut
You
butter?
got any nut butter? And they're like, what? All right, here we go. This is a controversial question right here. This is a serious question. Toilet paper, under or over? Yep, under or over?
I am that evil person. I just said it
Don't
right there
say
on
it.
top. I would set it right there on
Oh, you
top.
don't even put it in the thing?
Yeah, I don't even put it in the thing.
Okay, I can respect that.
Are you kidding? Like, I tell people that and they're like, why?
I get it. I understand. I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm an over. It's the correct answer is over, but if you
I
do
thought it was
under,
up.
you are a psychopath.
Is that what it is?
It's over. In the patent for the toilet paper roller, the patent has it drawn as over.
Wow, is it? Now I'm gonna have to post that on there and cause a big old controversy because I
Yeah.
like causing controversy like that.
All right, you get to pick which one, left, right, or middle.
We're gonna go right.
So this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right, my left.
Okay. Yes. Which body part do you wish you could detach and why?
What?
Which body part do you wish you could detach and why?
Shit, my stomach, man, because it's big. Take it off.
Why?
Yeah, get rid of the stomach. Please go.
That's a good
Leave
answer, actually.
just get the fat off the stomach. Yeah.
Like if it couldn't kill me, I would say my head. Because
Why?
okay, think about this. Hey, let me tell you why. Okay, this is, or you know what? I'll even say this: my arm. How many times I have had to reach up and try to grab something, and all I need was an extra arm. If I could just and then and grab it, boom.
Okay.
Now with the head, have you ever had like a place where you couldn't like see underneath? Or like your back hurts, just pop off your
Yeah.
head and just aim it down, like your phone camera, you know, like people do that, and pop it back on. So now you know where the thing is.
See, I do you one better. I could always take my head off and put it on a better body.
Oh, there we go. I like that. All right. You get to pick left or
Be
right.
like us. We do my right, your left.
All right, back in high school, what was the strangest thing someone could find in your locker room or in your locker?
Food.
Food. That's
Food.
not.
I'd always leave.
I think for mine, it'd probably be like rejection letters from like girls. Next question. The final question, poddex.com. Use promo code TCLIVE to get 10% off your purchase. This is the What the Heck deck with Kenny Lopez. Last question in the deck that I pulled out. Whew. What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child?
The absolute worst name. Wow. What's a bad name?
Keith.
Keith?
I hate the name Keith.
Come on now, I know a couple of Keiths.
Yeah, I bet you they hate their name.
What? What's a bad name? Man.
Yeah, this is a good one.
That is a good one. What's that? Okay, if, I don't know if it, I teased about that because I always say, because I always said it was like an alias. I always said, but I don't think I would name my kid this, Bonifacio.
Bonifacio? What
Yeah,
does that mean?
I don't know. I just said Bonifacio.
Bonifacio. All
I
right.
don't know. Girls probably like it. Ooh, that sounds exotic. You know,
Exotic.
that sounds. I don't know. I don't think I can name my child that.
Bonifacio.
I think they'd be getting picked at because they'd be like, "Yo, boner."
Yo, Boner Facio, come here.
So yeah, I don't think I could name my child that.
Well, Candy, I have to thank you for coming on today. I know you're a busy man, and it means a lot that you take time of your day to come sit down with me and have a conversation, have some fun.
I
I
appreciate you,
hope it
man.
was
Thank you so
fun.
much.
Hope it wasn't
Yes,
I hope it
it
wasn't like
was.
this is the worst show ever, you know.
No, you're similar to mine. You eased me. I was relaxed, so I was good.
That's good to hear. Well, guys, if you guys want to check out Candy stuff, where can they find you, Candy?
Bro, once again, you can go to Linktree/CandymanShow, CandyMan, show. Just go Candyman Show. You can find us there. You can see us. They'll have all our links out there. Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, all those links are on there. So you can definitely check us out. And of course, live on Tuesdays on the T word.
The T word.
I won't, yeah, the T word. I won't say
You can go
the
ahead and say it.
code. You can see us live on from 9 to 11 on Twitch.
Yes, sir.
Central Standard Time. I gotta let everybody know because I got people from all around.
Yes.
Like, hey man, I tried to listen to you, but you're in California. My bad.
Candy, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was an honor talking to you and just talking with you, man. I told you it wasn't gonna be that bad.
No, it wasn't
You
that bad at
were
all.
sitting here like, I'm so nervous. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'm nervous.
But yeah.
I don't like talking about myself. You already know that.
I don't like it either, but I host a podcast. You host a show. Like, you got to, man. But yeah, guys, next week's guest is in the book. Subscribe to the newsletter so you get to know ahead of time. The guest will be revealed tomorrow at 8 a.m. if you're subscribed to the newsletter. And if you're not, you'll know it Thursday. I'm Trenton Chapel. This is Trenton Chapel Live. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We are out. Peace.
See ya.